Last Thursday, I went downtown to the post office here in Philadelphia, and I found that a parade was in progress, and I finally crossed Market Street, and I saw a policeman with a little girl. Oh, she looked so discouraged. She looked so sad. She was just about forgotten girl. She was lost. The policeman had her by the hand, and she had lost her daddy, and he was taking her to the police station and going to find just who she belonged to. And I looked up, and I saw thousands and thousands of boys and girls and older ones, too. About 750,000. Lost. Oh, they still had their fathers and mothers, but they were lost. They'd lost their heavenly father and heaven. And I was thinking of that this morning, and I thought of the thousands, yes, millions of boys and girls and young men and women and dads and mothers that would be listening to my voice now all over this nation. And they're lost. You're lost. You there by the radio, you're lost. And if I fail to point you to your father, to your heavenly father, it won't be because I haven't prayed. Oh, I've prayed that you might catch a glimpse of God as your Savior. In Isaiah 6, the prophet said, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord high and lifted up. He was mighty. Things were majestic there. There were angels and seraphims, and things were magnificent there. They cried, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. Angels heralded out hallelujahs to this majestic Savior, the Holy One, high and lifted up. How magnificent. And I want to say right here, my friend, that there's the secret today of standing for God. See Him and catch a glimpse of the Holy One. And oh, how He lifts you. Oh, how He fascinates you. Oh, how wonderfully He becomes to you to see that 1,900 years ago, broken and bruised and battered, He made His way up the hill Calvary, and there they crucified Him. And He hung there and cried, my God, why hast Thou forsaken me? Why hast Thou left me here? And do you know why God forsook Jesus? Do you know why? I'll tell you why. It was because of your sin. Your sin. Not some hypocrite's sin. Not some neighbor's sin. Not some other person's, but your sin. It was struck on Jesus, and a holy God can't look on sin. And when you see that, my friend, when you see high and lifted up this wonderful Savior, the Holy One, then your own sin looms up as a mountain. And then you abhor yourself. Then you're willing to lose every one of your friends to gain Jesus. Then you're willing to forsake all your sin. Then He becomes your Savior. Then you see self. You see self as God sees you. And that's the secret of it. When God lifts the cap off your heart and shows you just how He looks upon you, then you say as the prophet of old, woe is me. Then and only then can God show His power in your life and save you. He converts you and He cleanses you. The other day, this little girl we led to the Lord in our home, you remember I spoke to you about her, this dope fiend. And she called up and told me how happy she was. And I asked, the first thing I asked when she talked with me on the phone, I said, how about your dope? Has God broken that dope in your life? And oh, she said, it's all taken away. And she said, my old sins, they're gone. And oh, how precious, she said to me, the Bible is. How precious the Bible is to me now. I love it. That's it. That's enough recommendation. Once God saves you, once God transforms your heart and gives you a new life and a new heart and breaks the fetters of sin, the Word of God becomes precious to you. A real good sign that you're converted. That's it. A person's a Christian in proportion as they read the Bible. I wonder how much you've been reading of it lately. God said to him, thine iniquity is taken away. How wonderful. Thine iniquity is taken away. There's many a man and woman today that would love to have their past sins erased and made clean. Surely He hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. And He has, blessed God, He has done that. And He'll do it for any man or woman, the vilest man or woman listening to my voice anywhere in this great nation. The fountain of forgiveness is overflowing. Then besides a vision of the Savior, a vision of self, I want you to get a vision of service. Is your father a Christian? Asked one boy of another. Oh, yes, answered the boy. He's a Christian, but he's not working very hard at it. Yeah, just like you. Man alive, don't we have him? Stuck-ins, deadheads, just hanging on. God called and said, who will go? And He can't get folks to go. You sing anywhere with Jesus, I will gladly go, and you go home, go to bed. Wonderful. My, He's thrilled over that. But He still calls. Who will go? And He can't get folk to go. The army can get them. Oil companies can get them to go to South America or China. But God can't get them. Oh, no. But the challenge was answered. Here am I, send me. Now here am I, send the other fella. Send me. And oh, if God could only get some of you red-blooded men and women, not has-beens, not 4Fs only, not run-downs, not good affairs, not just folks that are working at it, but red-blooded men and women, he-men, real women. Look what he could do. But you won't say that. Here am I, send me. You won't say that, will you? It'd cost you too much. But what an honor to receive a commission. To have God say, go and tell this people. To go with a message, thus saith the Lord, commission from the mighty one on high. And he's looking for men and women he can trust with power. The world is yet to see what God will do through a life wholly yielded to him. Will you be that man or woman? Will you catch the vision of a Savior? Will you see yourself as unworthy and go into the service? Let him commission you, will you? A successful businessman lay dying. And as he lay dying, a preacher led him to Christ, and the businessman said to his son, he turned to his son and he said, son, I've been a failure. I've left to the last that which I should have done at the beginning. I've put off taking Christ till now. Oh, yes, saved, gloriously saved, gone to heaven, but a wasted life. Oh, yes, he made a lot of money. He left it, just like you leave yours. Will you answer his call today? Will you settle it now today? Will you say, I'm not going to wait till I die. I'm going to have Christ now and give him every ounce of strength I have from now till I die. God will bless you. You'll be amazed what a thrill you'll have in your life and the joy you'll have as you live for him from day to day.